Blog Talk Radio.
Shoshona.
Hello there, Barbara.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. So, any callers today?
We do have one caller so far.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll explain a little bit about what I'm doing. I am an emotional energetic healing facilitator. I release trapped emotions from people. I now incorporate the archangels in that. So tonight we will be working with Archangel Raphael. So much of our suffering is due to negative emotional energies that have become trapped within us. This form of healing is a simple and powerful method to finding and releasing these trapped energies, getting rid of them so that you can overcome obstacles from your past and can bring new life into your future, in your marriage, in your family, and other personal relationships. Because we are all like fish swimming in a sea of energy. Energy is everywhere. So that's what I'm incorporating these days, is the archangels in along with the emotion code therapy and energetic healing in general. Now, I am a dowser, and I use a pendulum. And my pendulum spells out words for me. So there is some communication there, and that's where the angel communicator comes in. Sometimes they give messages, other times they don't. So with that or whatever, we might as well go to our first caller. Are you there, Barbara?
I'm here. Yes.
Yeah.
Just doesn't
we might
mean
as well
good
go
to talk if I'm muted. Okay.
Oh, there
so
you
our caller is. Our caller is from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi. It's Jessica. How is everybody?
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. I'm glad that you explained it because I was wondering how you would pick up those words when you when you've done healings before. So that explained that.
Yeah. Yeah, I use a circle wheel and a pendulum. And the pendulum goes to the word that it wants me to tell you, right? But as I say the word, it releases the emotion.
So
right?
Is that not actually part of the emotion code that you're using the dowsing tool? That's something that you added, right?
No, they use muscle testing in the emotion code therapy. I never liked muscle testing, and I wouldn't be where I'm at today with all of this if I had used muscle testing. Right.
Okay.
So I love my pendulum. It is very accurate. When I'm tapped into you, I'm connected to your energy, not mine. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, let's see where it takes us today for you. Did you have a question in mind, Jessica?
Well, I guess if something that I'm clearing some stuff around has to do with some sadness around not being able to keep, like when certain dreams come true or like I receive money, not being able to keep it or like fear that I have to give it back then or something related to that. Things related
okay.
to it, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, can I connect to your energy?
Yes, please.
Okay, can I connect to Jessica? Yes, is my name Jessica? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Jessica? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Jessica? Yes, am I connected to Jessica, to infinity and beyond? Yes, okay, so we are connected to Archangel Raphael and to Jesus and to God the Creator. I connected before the show. Yes. Okay. Okay. Does Jessica have issues with scarcity? Yes. Frustrated. Confident. Courageous, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, inferior, powerless, ignored, remorseful, detestable, withdrawn, resentful, important, respected, confident, hopeful, playful, opened, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, inferior, powerless, victimized, ashamed, hesitant, detestable, repugnant, hostile, disrespected, confident, courageous, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, loving, fulfilled, inquisitive, liberated, loving, sensitive, playful, sensitive, hopeful, courageous, confident, inquisitive, ecstatic, confident, courageous, loving, sensitive, open, inspired, playful, loving, fulfilled, inquisitive, liberated, frightened, inferior, alienated, insecure, devastated, enraged, open, indifferent, indifferent, it's stuck on. How are you feeling, Jessica?
I guess I'm sort of bringing that stuff up because I'm making some notes as far as, like, the thoughts that I was having the last couple of days about what I shared with you.
Okay. And it's stuck on indifferent.
I don't know if it's an indifferent. It's sort of like bringing up like an anger or rage type of feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. Indifference is like one foot in, one foot out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's circling it. It's strongly on it. Indifference. Indifference.
Yeah, I kind of go through this thing that I will share, give, be in the flow, be inspired to share, and then it's like I receive or I don't receive, and then it's like this anger or this, I mean, it's not as strong as it used to be, but it's still sort of popping up there of like this underlying rage. Of, like,
yeah.
Why am I not getting more back?
Okay, yeah. Okay, does Jessica suffer from high density? Yes. Okay, can we release Jessica's high density? Yes. Okay, aggressive. Mad. Aggressive. Frustrated. Rejected. Loving, fulfilled, amused, energetic, worthless, embarrassed, furious, infuriated, withdrawn, apathetic, apathetic, abandoned, empty, inferior, powerless, ignored, remorseful, abandoned, inspired, sensitive, provocative, respected, inquisitive, liberated, dismayed, frightened, inadequate, devastated, furious, infuriated, abandoned, isolated, empty, inferior, empty, isolated, indifferent, opened, loving, respected, amused, eager, perplexed, ecstatic, fulfilled, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, loving, respected, inquisitive, liberated, shocked, inferior, alienated, insecure, enraged, withdrawn, isolated, apathetic, indifferent, playful, open, fulfilled, important, liberated, inquisitive, courageous, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, inferior, powerless, ignored, remorseful, aversion, revulsion, repugnant, judgmental, suspicious, infuriated, ridiculed, liberated. How do you feel, Jessica?
Just breathing through it. Yeah.
Do you feel lighter?
I think what it is bringing up a lot of the emotions to the surface. Like, I was a little hesitant about calling because I was like, oh, I feel pretty decent now. Before
yeah.
I called, I was
yeah.
like, you know, are you sure you want to kind of stir some things up? But, you know, I'd like to, you know, I've been working on releasing, layers of them. So I'm kind of feeling it in my stomach. I'm feeling like sort of that anger emotions, and I'm just breathing through it while you're doing your thing.
Okay. So does Jessica in her root chakra possess high density? No. In Jessica's sacral chakra, does she possess high density? Yes. Mad. And it's stuck on mad. Threatened. Hurt. Mad. Playful. Hopeful. Fulfilled. Inquisitive. Liberated. Okay, in Jessica's sacral chakra, within Jessica's sacral chakra, does she possess high density? No. Within Jessica's solar plexus chakra, does she possess high density? Yes. This is where you hold your anger, mad.
Yeah, that's where I'm feeling it. That's where I'm like,
yeah.
I'm breathing.
Yeah. Hateful, mad. Hateful, mad. Hateful, mad. Hateful, mad, hateful, humiliated, apathetic, indifference, isolated, abandoned, empty, inferior, vulnerable, powerless, victimized, ignored, ashamed, remorseful, hesitant, aversion, detestable, revulsion, revolted, repugnant, loathing, judgmental, sarcastic, skeptical, suspicious, withdrawn, irritated, infuriated, hostile, provoked, enraged, furious, violated, resentful, jealous, insecure, embarrassed, ridiculed, disrespected, alienated, inadequate, insignificant, worthless, inferior, inadequate, worried, overwhelmed, frightened, terrified, shocked, dismayed, disillusioned, perplexed, astonish, eager, no, energetic, no, liberated, no, ecstatic, no, bemused, no, inquisitive, no, important, no, confident, no, respected, no, fulfilled, no, courageous, no, provocative, no, loving, no, hopeful, no, sensitive, no, playful, no, open, no, inspired, no, indifference, yes, apathetic, yes, isolated, yes, abandoned, yes, empty, yes, inferior, yes, vulnerable, yes, powerless, yes, victimized, yes, ignored, yes, ashamed, yes, remorseful, yes, hesitant, yes, aversion, yes, detestable, yes, revulsion, yes, revolted, yes, repugnant, yes, loathing, yes, judgmental, yes, sarcastic, yes, skeptical, yes, suspicious, yes, withdrawn, no, irritated, no, infuriated, no, hostile, no, provoked, no, enraged, no, okay. So we're good. Okay, can I release all psychic trauma from Jessica, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy now from Jessica's solar plexus, filling it full of the love, the light, and the blood, raising its internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, filling it with a supercharged powered frequency of 528 hertz, and topping it off with enlightenment at 700 plus. Yes. Okay. Does Jessica possess high density within her solar plexus chakra? No. How do you feel?
So I'm feeling better. Yeah, I'm feeling better out of like, I'm feeling better. What happened was the energy moved like sort of up a little bit, like right under my ribs. Like their energy, I was feeling it like sort of in the pit of my stomach. And then now it's just feeling like a little bit sort of like sitting, I think actually where the stomach actually is. I think before it was maybe intestines, and then it like kind of, because what's right, I think what's right in between your ribs is actually that's where your stomach is. So that's sort of where the energy moved up to.
Okay.
But the other energy feels like there was definitely movement.
Yeah.
From the other area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does Jessica possess high density within her solar plexus chakra? No. Does Jessica possess high density within her heart chakra? Yes. Okay, so it moved up into your heart chakra. Mad.
I don't feel it right up there. I think it's right below it.
Abandoned. Isolated. Apathetic, indifferent, playful, loving, fulfilled, important, amused, liberated. Maybe you just haven't caught up with it yet. Energetic, perplexed, liberated, confident, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, hopeful, respected, inquisitive, liberated, perplexed, dismayed, worried, worthless, alienated, devastated, furious, infuriated, sarcastic, inferior, isolated, indifferent, playful, loving, confident, ecstatic, perplexed, confident, fulfilled, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, loving, confident, ecstatic, perplexed, overwhelmed, inferior, alienated, devastated, enraged, irritated, empty, isolated, empty, isolated, empty, isolated, empty, isolated, empty, isolated, apathetic, playful, courageous, confident, amused, dismayed, worried, insignificant, disrespected, insecure, enraged, irritated, abandoned, indifferent, sensitive, provocative, respected, amused, astonished, terrified, inferior, embarrassed, furious, irritated, inferior, abandoned, isolated, apathetic, indifferent, sensitive, provocative, fulfilled, confident, inquisitive, liberated, dismayed, worried, ridiculed, enraged, suspicious, empty, abandoned, apathetic, open, loving, fulfilled, inquisitive, awe, provocative, provocative, hopeful, sensitive, playful, inspired, playful, courageous, confident, amused, perplexed, frightened, worthless, devastated, hostile, empty, apathy, inspired, loving, fulfilled, inquisitive, liberated. Okay, does Jessica's heart chakra possess high density? No. Does Jessica's throat chakra possess high density? Yes. Hateful, mad, hateful, hurt, frustrated, aggressive, hateful, scared, distant, loving, loving. Does Jessica's throat chakra possess high density? No. Does Jessica's third eye chakra possess high density? Does Jessica's crown chakra possess high density? No. Does Jessica's eighth chakra possess high density? Yes. Frustrated. Respected. Provocative, hopeful, playful, open, inspired, sensitive, courageous, confident, liberated. Does Jessica's eighth chakra possess high density? No. Does Jessica's ninth chakra possess high density? No. Does Jessica's tenth chakra possess high density? Does Jessica's 11th chakra possess high density? No. Does Jessica's 12th chakra possess high density? No. And does the 13th chakra at the galactic level possess high density? No. How do you feel, Jessica?
I feel grateful. I feel grateful.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you. I needed that. I'm moving through. I'm really proud of myself. I've been moving through so many limiting ways of being the last several weeks, month or two or something. And I just am seeing the need to just, you know, sort of like keep clearing that aura just to release that like sort of old skin, you know, or like that old, the old aura.
Yeah.
Oh, very much.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I can help you. We just want to do a card reading on you because we have another caller now or whatever. But the next
card
time, call back and I'll do a card reading on you.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I really enjoyed the emotion code, all the healing you did on me today. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Perfect. Thank you, Jessica.
All right. Have
Can
a good
I just
night.
Connect from Je- you
oh,
too.
Yes. Go ahead.
Can I just connect from Jessica? Is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Jessica? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. Am I connected to myself, Shoshona, to infinity and beyond? Am I connected to Jessica? No. Okay, Barbara.
All right. Our next caller is from area code 630. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Dion from Chicago.
Hi, Dion.
Hi. I'm basically calling just to say thank you for all of the healing that you give me all the time, and just to say thank you for all the messages that you give me all the time. I don't want to take away from any other callers that are in your queue. I just wanted to call and basically just say thank you for having your show, for Barbara Grace Reynolds, for always hosting you, and basically just to express some gratitude right now. That's the only reason I'm calling.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So do you want me to do a card reading on you? Barbara, is there anybody behind Dion?
No, right now, Dion is the only person you need to focus on. So give her everything
okay.
she needs.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, can I tap into Dion? Yes, my name's Shoshona. Yes, is my name Dion? No, is my name Dion? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Dion? Yes. Am I connected to Dion, to infinity and beyond? Yes. Okay, Archangel Raphael and Jesus, do you have anything to point out about Dion? Distant. Aggressive. Loving. Sensitive, playful, open, inspired, sensitive, courageous, confident, inquisitive, liberated, astonished, liberated.
Your mother said you couldn't have any juice.
Confident.
We didn't have any rolls.
Provocative.
Come back in there
loving,
where you're supposed to be.
Hopeful. Sensitive. Playful. Open. Inspired. Sensitive. Courageous. Confident. Amused. Energetic. Perplexed. Shocked, worried, worthless, alienated, resentful, hostile, inspired, playful, hopeful, courageous, confident, amused, astonished, dismayed, worried, insignificant, ridiculed, furious, skeptical, abandoned, apathetic, inspired, sensitive, loving, fulfilled, important, liberated, eager, perplexed, shocked, inferior, devastated, hostile, apathetic, open, hopeful, fulfilled, inquisitive, liberated, disillusioned, liberated. Liberated. Liberated.
Okay.
Still going on.
Yeah, I really don't even know what to say.
How do you feel?
I don't know. I feel overwhelmed a lot.
It's saying loving. It's stuck.
Yeah,
on
I want to be.
Loving. playful, hopeful, courageous, confident, amused, energetic, liberated. Okay. Liberated. Liberated.
I mean, I feel confused. It's not your fault. I'm just, like, confused.
Yeah.
All the, I don't know. I feel confused.
It's just a layer that has to come off of you. That's all. Can we tap into Dion's confusion? Yes, okay. Is Dion suffering from high density in the crown chakra? Yes, in the crown chakra, yes. Mad. Frustrated, mad, hurt, isolated, and it's stuck on isolated.
Okay.
Isolated. It's stuck there.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
Well, you're trying to release the layers, and maybe you're not done processing the work that we still done on you today.
Okay.
So, you know, sleep on it tonight and see how you feel. I've still got 20 minutes left. I still want to work on you, and I want to give you a bit of a card reading here, so just be patient.
Well, my spirit guide just wanted to come in because, you know, like I'm a reader, and they just want to say that they want to bless you and they want to bless Barbara. And I don't know, like they're kind of tugging on me. So I just want to say that because I have to get it out there into the universe that they want to pour blessings on you. So hopefully y'all are open to receive. So I don't know. That's just what they said. I don't know what that means, but that's what came out. Hopefully you have an open mind.
Okay, does Dion possess high density within her crown chakra? Okay, no, that's gone. Do you feel still confused or what?
No, I want to just do my life's purpose and move on. I hate the whole, like, when am I going to get paid? When am I going to get laid scenario? That's what I hate.
Yeah.
I feel like I run around going, what about me? What about me? What about me?
Let's do the cards and see what it comes up with.
Can you call in Archangel Michael? Because he's been around me lately.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what Archangel Michael has to say. Okay, can I call in Archangel Michael? Yes, does Archangel Michael have any messages for Dion? Yes. You will be fine financially.
Oh, thank you.
You will be yourself in relationships. You are not marrying kind. You will find love. He says he will seek a partner for you.
Okay.
Says you make him laugh.
Really?
You are not marrying kind.
Probably not.
It's spelled that out twice now, Dion.
Well, maybe I'm not, but I mean, that's still not going to keep me from getting married.
No, but that doesn't mean that you can't live with somebody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, lots of people in this day and age are not marrying kind of people. You know, that's what makes the common law industry so deep. Lots of people don't get married. You know, it's just a piece of paper. That's all it is. As long as there's love in your heart for that person. That's all that matters. And it stopped. Okay, let's see what the cards
because
have to say.
Okay. I'm like, I do have love in my heart for people. I really do.
Yeah. It's what you
I just
feel
work too
for
hard at my business.
Pardon?
I work too hard at my business.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to separate them into three piles. Okay. Pick a pile, 1 through 3.
3.
Make a wish.
Okay. That's fun. Thank you.
That card wants to come out. Okay. Okay. You got an extra bonus card. One flew out of the deck.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
You got an extra bonus card. One flew out of the deck when I was shuffling.
Okay, thank you.
Nice of action. Ace of action. Okay, the past is the ace of action. The ace of action is the beginning of action. It's where you're newly inspired to create something original or chase after a dream. New and exciting career opportunities often show up with the ace of action. You may suddenly decide that you're going to learn to paint or take up a musical instrument. There's no procrastinating allowed with this card. You must allow your passions to take flight. Your inspirations must be encouraged to spring into action. If you're offered a new venture, don't hesitate to accept it. This is the moment when you can take a leap forward and change your life. Additional meanings for this card are starting a new business, adventure, passion for life, changing careers, courage and enthusiasm, believing in yourself and your abilities. Okay, the present is the healer of thought. Okay, out with the old and in with the new. It's time to clean up all aspects of your life that no longer serve your divine purpose. If your space is cluttered and disorganized, tidy it up. If your home is full of things that you no longer use, have a yard sale or donate them to a reputable charitable organization. if there are people in your life who only take and don't give back or are creating unnecessary drama in your world, it may be time to release them. Mixing humor with wisdom can help solve any problem in a way that can approve or that anyone can approve of. People, someone who has great wisdom accumulated from diverse experiences in life. A person who has infinite patience and wonderful sense of humor. A successful individual without an ounce of pretension. A very insightful and caring friend. A sometimes stoic or professional demeanor that hides a warm and loving heart. Additional meanings. Unmarried individuals, a single parent, asserting your independence, being a perfectionist. Okay, and the future is the nine of action. You've created many wonderful, amazing things. There are relationships you treasure and accomplishments that you're proud of, as well as the place you call home. It's only natural that you want to protect them. Rest assured that you're always being lovingly watched over by the guardian angels. If you have any worries, you can also ask Archangel Michael for protection. You are completely safe. Mother Earth needs your help now. This card represents all those who are interested in safeguarding the environment, watching over our food supplies, and helping protect the animals on land and in the oceans. Stand your ground, as the light will always win. Additional meanings for this card. Getting prepared. Successfully recovering from any illness. Physical and emotional strength. Being persistent. And then the bonus card is the Three of Thought. Loving angels surround you now. Heaven offers healing to all who request it. The sadness that you feel will fade away with time, and all that will remain is a stronger, more spiritually evolved you. There's no need to be alone. Seek out loved ones to spend time with. Ask your angels to help you find groups or organizations full of compassionate people who will embrace you with open arms. Give yourself time to heal while also reaching out for the joys of life. Always look for the positive in any challenge. Ask heaven to help you see the good that comes from adversity. You're an amazing person, created by diverse experiences ranging from joy to sadness. The blending of these chapters of your life makes you one of God's beautiful and powerful children. Additional meanings for this card. Giving comfort to a friend in need. Experiencing loss. Forgiving yourself and others. Letting go of the past in order to embrace the future. Heart ailments. So how do you find that, Dion?
So I got a bunch of, like, really weird messages while you were doing.
And, like, a lot of them were coinciding with what you were saying. Like, I was getting a bunch of messages coming in. Like, is your dad on the other side, Shoshona?
Yeah.
So weird, because I got your dad, and then I got Barbara Grace's grandmother. And I don't know anything about Barbara Grace, except for that she's your producer. But her grandmother has, like, really long braids in her hair. And she came across as, like, this Nubian queen with, like, this gray, like, black hair. And I don't even know what this means, but... And then, are you an air sign, or what's your birth date, Shoshona?
I'm an Aquarian.
Okay, so there you go. So it showed it's air sign, so I don't know. I'm just telling you because you asked me what I felt. And I felt like you were just going to have, like, some kind of a windfall coming in. And then I felt like Barbara Grace's grandmother hugging her. So I don't know what that's about. But then my dad came in, and I don't know. Everything just felt really good and solid and peaceful and just no worries and everything just dissipating. That's how I felt.
Okay.
Sorry,
cool.
But that's just, I don't know if that was what came out.
That's cool. That's good. Barbara, did you get that?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Did your grandmother or your mom's mom, because now they just came in with that one, have long, what does Nubian mean? I don't even know what that word is.
I think it
do
has
you know what that word
means,
to
do with Africa. And my grandmother did wear her hair braided. And it
was it
long.
Really long? Because it seems really long.
I'm not sure how long it was when she was young, when it was black, you know, because by the time I came along, her hair was white.
Did
but
you say
did
flat?
I said, I didn't know her when her hair was black.
Oh, black? Oh, because when you said that, they showed me this tall man. He was like an older gentleman, and he was like African-American, and he had his hand out really long over you. So I don't know if you're single or whatever, but I don't think you're going to be. What's your birth date?
May 27th.
I don't know, because your ancestors don't like you being by yourself. And I'm not turning this into a reading like for you. I'm just, she asked me how I felt and all that just
you
came out.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead, Dion.
Because she needs a windfall too, but hers seems to come after yours. So I don't know. It's like, I don't know, but do you live in a, Barbara, do you live in a, is your place where you live right now a multifamily situation? Because I see that changing.
Yes, it is.
You live in a, oh, yeah, you're going to move. I don't think the stairs are good for you either. I don't know. This is just what came out after all of that. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No need to apologize.
Do your knees hurt or something going up and down? Like, there's some kind of, like, faulty staircase over there. So weird.
There's no stairs where I am now. And my mother had problems with her knees. But my knees are okay.
No, they're saying no. No. No, that's not it. Is your mom in the spirit world, too?
Yes.
Did she used to wear, like, this dress, and it's showing, like, almost like a collar around it, and it, like, had flowers or something? It was almost like a, well, they call them muumuus, but it wasn't a muumuu, but it was, like, an off-the-shoulder, like, free-flowing with flowers, like, and it was, like, her favorite. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember ever wearing anything like that, no. That is not at all familiar.
Well, she's wearing it now. Do you dress like that?
No, I don't.
Was she a Sagittarius?
No, she was a Gemini. I was born on her birthday.
Oh, it's a free-flowing thing. Something about, like, doesn't want to be kept, doesn't want to be held down, or I don't know, but... all they said is that you're going to be moving and that it's not going to be the stairs up and down is what they said, and that there's a faulty sink or a faulty water something going on in your apartment or wherever. I'm not saying it's an apartment. I don't know where you live. I don't know anything about you, actually. But
it's a house.
They just showed
there
me, like,
an issue with the water.
There's an issue with the water?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be moving, and then where you go, there's no steps. Like, it's just, like, literally, like, you just walk, and it's, like, then it goes there. And then Archangel Michael just is, like, around me and just says, keep cutting cords with, like, things and situations. And I see, like, a, like, I don't know why, and I apologize for hijacking your show like this, but I see, like, a stack of, like, bills, but they're not bills. It's, like, letters of intent or, like, I don't know, it's, like, stuff that you don't, like, either owe or respond to or non-negotiable. I don't know what they're talking about. But then they go back to this guy who's, like, 6 feet tall, and he's, like, this African-American guy, and he, like, has his hand out, and, like, when he puts his hand out, it's, like, it's saying, like, off, off, off. Like, everything is off. So I don't know. You haven't met this guy yet or whatever, but that person is around you, over you, in your vibration, and he's, like, cutting off all this negative stuff from your past. And that's going on right now. And that's what I feel, Shoshona. Shoshona's going to come into a windfall, and so is Barbara. But Barbara's too nice, and she needs to move from where she's at. That's what I got from all of that.
Okay.
Sorry, but that's just what came out.
That's fine. Thank you for sharing it.
And they said that your phone bill is too high and your cable bill is too high and all of your technology stuff is too high. And there's a do you have two bathrooms?
No.
Where's this bathroom that has this water problem?
It's across the hall from the room.
It's definitely a bathroom. It's not in the kitchen. No? No?
No, the bathroom does have a water problem.
Oh, the bathroom does?
Yes.
Yeah, see? That's them trying to tell you no. It's like, I don't know what's going on there, but that's a spiritual awakening. That's a portal. Actually, you're supposed to go to that area. I don't even know why they're telling me this. And I mean, I could be full of crap, but they're telling me to go to the opening. If I were you, I would go to the opening and I would pray to the opening to get you out of there because you're not supposed to be at that place now. Or I don't know. It's just, I feel like there's money loss and something else going on. I don't know why they're telling me this, but they show me you're supposed to go to the opening where the water is and to pray to the water opening, like to flow out the negativity and in the abundance. I don't know why, but Archangel Michael has been around me all week and he just keeps like putting all these things on me, and that's just Archangel Michael, like, comes in and, like, wants to clear house or something. But, like, very good heart. They're saying very good heart, and but not, again, you're not cashing in on your abundance or something. And then who did the knitting around you? Who did the knitting around you? Because why are they showing me cross-stitch? Wow.
No one was doing knitting.
No crochet.
There was some embroidery. There was embroidery.
Oh, embroidery. Who's that?
My mother did embroidery. She taught it to me.
Well, just acknowledge that and say thank you, because that is like, I saw that loud and clear. Wow. That was a big deal. You know what I just heard? I want to see anybody who can do what I did. I don't know where that came from, but some spirit came in and said that. And then, was there a photograph or some kind of an artwork with a farmhouse? Why do I see a farmhouse with that artwork? Looks
My
like a red
painted
barn.
A picture,
you know what I'm talking about?
She painted a picture that had, like, a farmhouse on it. I don't think it had a barn, though.
Was red prominent?
No, it was more browns and yellows. And
it's just very strong in your vibration is all I can tell you. That must have some kind of significance there. But so you're connected with the angels, and Shoshonas connect with the angels. So you two should probably talk a lot because there's a lot going on behind the scenes there, more than you two even realize. You two probably could talk for 15, 20 minutes and make such a difference in the world, and you don't even know what you're doing, is what they're trying to explain to me. Like, your energy just kind of ricochets off to help a lot of people, but then who helps you? But then who helps you is what they're saying. I don't know. But your grandmother is very, I'm talking to Barbara right now, your grandmother is super, 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 super strong in your vibration, and she wants you to get in a better financial situation, and she's saying that you need to pull from the heavenly bank of your ancestors. Now, I don't know where this is coming from, and I don't even know why I'm saying this, but Shoshona said it, and so then I'm just saying that. I hope that makes sense.
I know nothing about the heavenly bank for my ancestors, but I'll look into it.
Well, the heavenly bank is the money that your ancestors don't spend, so they want you to cash in on it during your lifetime.
Okay.
So they don't spend the money, so you can have the money.
Okay.
We'll have to look into that, eh, Barbara?
Yeah, really.
I don't know. That's just what they said. That's the money that your ancestors didn't spend so you could have it. So.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just what came up. Sorry, but.
Stop saying you're sorry. You didn't do anything to be sorry about.
All good.
I think that, you know, I appreciate everything, and I appreciate the messages and the angel card readings. And yeah, Archangel Michael has been around the last 5-6 days, and he's been opening up doors that have been closed for a long time.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Well, that's a good thing.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you.
All right, ladies, have a great night.
Yeah, you too, Dion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Shoshana, we've come to the end of another show.
All right, did you find that informative, Barbara?
I found it very interesting. Now I'm going to have to, you know, think about everything she said. And
Yeah.
I'll have to start being meaner. I'm too nice. Okay.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to get a hold of me, they can reach me at my Facebook page, Healing Hands by Shoshona. They can also call me at 780-707-1657 or email me at healinghandsbyshoshona@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Shoshona, and we'll talk again next week.
Perfect. Thank you, Barbara.